Welcome to this weekly installment of the Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, What We Learned in the Markets This Week. My name is Sumit Puri. I'm the co-chief investment officer here at Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers. Thank you so much for tuning in. Last week, U.S. markets surged to record highs as a softer-than-expected September inflation report boosted hopes for further Federal Reserve rate cuts and reinforced confidence in a soft economic landing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed above 47,000 for the first time, which was led by strong corporate earnings from companies like Ford and major tech firms. Equities rallied broadly as lower borrowing costs and robust profits drove investor optimism, while regional bank concerns only mildly dampened sentiment. In bonds, yields initially dipped after the inflation data, but later stabilized with the 10-year Treasury ending near 4% at the end of the week. The combination of easing inflation, a dovish Fed outlook, and strong earnings made inflation relief the dominant market catalyst. So, let's talk about this in more detail, starting with our key market indicators this week, as well as we'll continue our discussion by reviewing the contributors and detractors of the market, highlighting once again the key drivers of the market. So we'll do this all by looking at both equity and bond markets to provide a more comprehensive view of market movement and the impact to your portfolios. So with that, let's hop right in. Now first, each week we review the Atlanta Fed seasonally adjusted GDP Now report to gauge in real time how fast our economy is growing. This week we did not have an update from the Atlanta Fed, still showing the projected 3.9% growth as of last week. Unfortunately, due to the government shutdown, we don't have an update on unemployment either. But once again, as I mentioned previously, we will continue to watch other employment data as it's released and make sure to report on that until we get an update on this data set. Next, as you all know, we're watching mortgage rates very closely to see how home affordability is trending. This week, we saw minimal movement once again in mortgage rates, where the 30-year and 15-year mortgage rates ended at 6.19%. and 5.44% respectively. Next, we'll take a look at investor sentiment. As I've mentioned before, one measure of investor sentiment is the bull to bear spread. The latest update shows the bull to bear spread ending at negative 5.8%, where it's showing that investors are feeling a little bit more bearish with the current market environment. Another measure of investor sentiment is the VIX, or volatility index, sometimes referred to as the fear index. Remember, the VIX values above 30 are typically linked to large volatility resulting from increased uncertainty and fear, while values below 20 generally correspond to stable market periods. This week, the VIX ended at 16.37. A part of our affordability conversation, we'll continue to update you all on the Fed rate cut probabilities based on future contracts. Currently, the CME Fed Watch tool is calculating a 98.3% probability of a 0.25% decrease and a 1.7% probability of no cuts this month. And finally, let's take a look at how the markets ended. Last week, the S&P 500, which is our proxy for growth and growth in income, but only when considered together, ended positive 0.85%. The Russell 2000, which tracks small and mid-sized companies, or aggressive growth in our Dave Ramsey vernacular, was positive 0.55%. And the MSCI EAFE, which tracks international stocks of developed countries across the globe, excluding the U.S., was negative 0.09%. So the winner this week goes to, well, the S&P 500, or our growth and growth in income category, as we saw this final uptick of 0.85%. Now remember, we watch these market and sector fluctuations weekly to show you in near real time not only how the markets are performing, but the importance of diversification. Nearly every week we have a new leader. Appropriate diversification decreases your risk while exposing you to the upside. If you'd like an unbiased review of your portfolio, don't hesitate to connect with one of our advisors today. So with that, after looking at the indices and their movement, let's jump right in to discuss the contributors and detractors that move these market indices in the past week. All right, so let's take a look at the contributors and detractors for the market in the past week. I've organized this table so we can just go down the list together and I can explain them to you clearly. So first and foremost, and probably the most impactful in the past week, was CPI, which is also referred to as inflation, consumer price index inflation. And so what was printed was a 3% year-over-year number, which was lower than expected, once again providing a positive boost for the market. We also saw a strong Q3 earnings from both Ford and some tech giants, which led to positive movement as well. Because of the lower inflation number, expectations for a Fed rate cut have also improved. And so this has also led to a little bit more of a rally and more positive pricing within the market. Now, on the other side of that coin, we saw some of the detractors show up as well. So regional bank fraud revelations, as I've highlighted there, unfortunately have been on the minds of many investors over the past few weeks, specifically around credit and credit issuings. This hasn't really provided a pull down in the market more recently, but it's certainly something that we'll continue to watch and is being tracked very, very closely, as well as the government shutdown. Now we're moving on the government shutdown for many weeks now. And though this, once again, hasn't directly impacted the stock market, there is some negative sentiment about the government shutdown and the implications and the impact of this over the long term. And the last piece that you're seeing on the screen is a strong dollar and halted U.S.-Canada trade talks. This is really important because we saw additional impact and communication from President Trump over the past weekend, where he said that he intends to implement an additional 10% tariff on Canada. And so this is very important, and we'll continue to watch this very closely. However, the negative impact still hasn't really shown up on the stock market, but if this continues to worsen, it may, and geopolitical tensions may continue to get a little bit worse there. So we'll continue to watch that, and we'll definitely continue to watch the impact to the overall stock market and report out to you all in upcoming weeks. I spoke a little bit about risk aversion previously, specifically with regional banks and their credit offerings and concerns within the market. We've seen how markets have reacted to that. But the question really comes down to, how do individuals and investors react to this information? So on Monday, October 27th, we will be hosting a webinar talking about the behavioral aspect of finance. Tim Hilterman, our Chief Financial Planning Officer, Micah, who is one of our star associate financial advisors, and myself will be hosting this webinar. Now, we're going to explore biases, heuristics, emotions, and social pressures, and how they all shape financial decisions, often without us even realizing it. It's going to be a great webinar, so please make sure to tune in. And with that, friends, this concludes our discussion for this week. Thank you once again for tuning in. If you find this information helpful and informative, please take a moment to hit that like button below. By hitting that like button, you help push our content out to other viewers and listeners all across all of our social media outlets. If you'd like to see our latest videos on your feed, including new content released by our team, please make sure to subscribe below. Also, if you'd like to meet with any of our financial coaches or advisors, please click on the link in the description below to schedule a meeting. Once again, thank you so much for watching. We look forward to seeing you next week.